Unit 2, page 21, exercises 4 and 5.
Right, so we've talked about how we're going to raise lots of money to donate to a good cause. Now we need to decide which good cause to support. I have some leaflets here about 4 different organisations.
Say no to polio. I'm not even sure what polio is.
It's a disease. The leaflet says millions of children have died or become disabled because of it.
But billions have had vaccinations, so there are now only 3 countries where polio still occurs, and those countries are where this organisation is working. It takes the vaccine to really remote rural areas by motorbike, or even by donkey.
So, do you think we should support it?
Yes, I do, actually. Once polio disappears, it can't come back again. There would be a permanent change for the better.
I understand where you're coming from, but polio doesn't affect very many people these days.
That's true. Well, why don't we choose Sundance? It's trying to develop a much more efficient way to produce electricity from the sun. That could stop us from relying on fossil fuels, which could save the world from environmental damage. That would help lots of people.
I hear what you're saying, but researchers have been trying to find an environmentally friendly alternative to fossil fuels for years. Sundance might achieve absolutely nothing with all the money people donate.
I see what you mean, but in my opinion, their research has the potential to help the most people. That makes it worth supporting, even if it only has a small chance of success.
Maybe. Or there's Baskets for Schools.
What does that one do?
It's a social enterprise. People living in poverty are paid a fair wage to make baskets. And when the baskets are sold around the world, the profit is used to build schools for the basket makers' kids.
I really like that one, because it helps people to help themselves.
That's a good point. But the way I see it, we should focus on something more local. It'll be hard to feel a connection with the basket makers because their country's so different from ours.
Well, what about New Start? It teaches people life skills that help them to transform their lives. And it gives priority to young people in this country so we can all relate to the people it works with.
But it helps people who've committed crimes. Charities shouldn't be spending their money on helping criminals.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I think all young people who need help deserve to get it. And if the organisation can stop them from committing crimes, as it says it can, that benefits the whole of our society.
That's true. Well, what should we decide? Do you want to...